National supermarket chain Kroger plans to sell its specialty pharmacy business to Elevance Health. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issues a new health alert as measles cases continue to climb. And the number of abortions nationwide increased in the first year following the overturning of Roe v. Wade, according to a new report. It's Wednesday, March 20th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less. National supermarket chain Kroger intends to sell its specialty pharmacy business as it continues to pursue a merger with Albertsons. Kroger announced Monday that it had signed a definitive agreement to sell Kroger Specialty Pharmacy to CarelonRx, the pharmacy benefit manager owned by health insurer Elevance Health, previously known as Anthem. Kroger's specialty pharmacy business is separate from its retail pharmacy operations, as well as its little clinic walk-in healthcare locations, neither of which are included in this sale. Kroger said it expects the sale to close in the second half of the year. The financial details of the deal were not disclosed. This is one of the latest specialty pharmacy acquisitions made by Elevance Health. CarelonRx finalized its purchase of BioPlus, one of the largest specialty pharmacies in the country, for an unspecified amount of money in February 2023. The specialty pharmacy market size is projected to be worth more than $153 billion in 2033, a nearly 37% increase from 2024. This sale and other company divestments comes as Kroger pursues a nearly $25 billion merger with rival supermarket chain Albertsons, which has its own specialty pharmacy. So far, that deal has been challenged by both Colorado state and federal regulators who claim it's anti-competitive. If the merger is ultimately allowed to go through, the combined supermarket chain would operate around 4,000 retail pharmacies across the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a health alert on Monday as the number of measles cases in the United States continues to climb. Between January 1st and March 14th of this year, there have been 58 confirmed cases of measles infections across 17 states. This is the same amount of confirmed cases in the entirety of 2023. The CDC said 93% of all cases were linked to international travel. Most cases reported so far this year have been among children aged 12 months and older who have not yet received the measles, mumps, rubella, or MMR vaccine. Though the number of confirmed cases broadly is low, the measles virus is highly contagious and is spread via infected droplets from coughs, sneezes, and talking. If one person is infected, up to 9 in 10 people close to that person who are not vaccinated or already immune will become infected. The virus can also spread prior to the development of its characteristic rash. It can also remain on surfaces and thus spread to others for several hours. Infection can lead to severe complications for some individuals, including pneumonia, brain swelling, and in some cases, death. The CDC says that measles is almost entirely preventable through vaccination, with a full two-dose schedule providing 97% effectiveness. The agency noted, however, that vaccination coverage among kindergartners has decreased from more than 95% during the 2019-2020 school year to slightly above 93% in the 2022-2023 school year, leaving around 250,000 kindergartners susceptible to measles each year over the last 3 years. Abortions are on the rise in the United States, even with numerous state bans and restrictions in place, according to a new report published on Tuesday. The report was released by the Guttmacher Institute, a research and policy organization focused on sexual and reproductive health that also supports abortion rights. The group found that there were more than 1 million abortions nationwide in 2023. Last year's count was also the highest number measured in the United States in more than a decade. trade. The report notes that the estimate is likely an undercount, as it only includes abortions obtained within the healthcare system, including clinics or doctor's offices, as well as via telehealth or virtual providers. 2023 marked the first full year since the Supreme Court issued its decision in the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization case in June 2022, which overturned Roe v. Wade and returned abortion decision-making to the states. Since the decision, 14 states, including Texas, Indiana, and Alabama, have banned abortion with limited exceptions. Another 7, including Arizona, Florida, and Georgia, have laws on the books that restrict access based on gestational duration. Guttmacher researchers found that states bordering states with bans saw particularly large increases in abortion numbers. For example, Illinois saw a 72% increase in abortions between 2020 and 2023, with more than 38,000 more abortions in 2023. And New Mexico saw a 257% increase. However, the researchers wrote that not all increases at the state level can be attributed to increased travel across state lines, and that some can be attributed to increased access to telehealth. Guttmacher researchers also found that medication abortions accounted for roughly 2/3 of all abortions in 2023. This was a notable rise from 2020, when medication abortions accounted for slightly more than half. Medication abortions involve a pregnant individual taking 2 pills, mifepristone and misoprostol, to end a pregnancy instead of having a surgical procedure. This regimen is also frequently used to manage miscarriages. There are currently a number of legal challenges to the FDA's approval of mifepristone making their way through the court system. The plaintiffs claim that the FDA did not properly review the safety risks of mifepristone back when it approved the drug in 2000. After conflicting rulings regarding access to the drug were issued last year, the Supreme Court announced in December that it would review the lower court's decision. It's slated to hear that case on March 26th and issue a ruling by the end of its current term, which is this summer. This has been Gist Healthcare Daily from Kauffman Hall. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the podcast. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Gist Weekly.